Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 3, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Cyberbank reports data leak. Paddy Power Betfair merges with PokerStars. Fortumo rolls out bundling solution for Orange, Amazon Prime. Novo Banco selects Fiserv for payments processing. TNGE wallet available on Taobao, Tmall. Samsung Pay, Fina BLR sign cross-border payments agreement. Seattle Bank partners with Finastra to improve banking operations. Pay, UK appoints new chief risk officer. NYAG subpoenas 40-plus cuz about MyPayrollHR scandal. Notion Capital goes after B2B SaaS with launch of newest fund. CIMB Bank Philippines to offer personal loans to underbanked customers with CredoLab. Brex works with Radius Bank to offer business bank account. Now let's get started. Cyberbank reports data leak. Cyberbank is announcing a possible personal data leak. Late on October 2, 2019, Cyberbank became aware of a possible leak of credit card data affecting at least 200 Cyberbank clients. An internal investigation is underway. Its results will be unveiled in a separate statement. A criminal wrongdoing of an employee is the primary lead, as no breach could have occurred from the outside, the database is isolated and has no outer network access. The stolen information won't affect the safety of clients' funds. Paddy Power Betfair merges with PokerStars. Paddy Power Betfair has agreed to buy PokerStars in a $6 billion share deal to create a new online betting and gambling company, Reuters reports. The merger is the response to the opportunity created by the relaxation of rules on sports betting in the U.S. The merged group will have its headquarters in Dublin and its main listing in London. Shareholders in Flutter would own approximately 54.64% of the new company, with TSG shareholders owning the remainder. The new group will partner with Fox Sports in the US, which will have the right to acquire an 18.5% stake in Flutter's FanDuel US business from 2021. The combined group will serve customers in over 100 countries. Currently, approximately half of its current income is generated in the UK and Ireland, with 15% in Australia, 5% in the US and 31% from the rest of the world. Fortumo rolls out bundling solution for Orange, Amazon Prime. Fortumo has teamed up with Amazon to enable the launch of Amazon Prime bundle solution for Orange Spain subscribers. The bundling solution was delivered to Amazon through Fortumo's Trident bundling platform, which allows mobile operators, pay TV, and broadband providers to launch promotional offers with external digital services. The Trident bundling platform enables telcos with access to a content portfolio pre-integrated with multiple digital merchants, support for mobile data provisioning, discounts and free trial offers, backend for managing user authentications, validations, entitlement and activation, and real-time analytics on bundling performance and reconciliation. Currently, over 10 million telco customers can access Amazon Prime for 12 or 24 months courtesy of Orange, as part of Orange Love packages. Novo Banco selects Fiserv for payments processing. Novo Banco has selected Fiserv to consolidate its existing payments infrastructure and deploy new end-to-end billing and payment capabilities. According to the press release, this initiative will allow the bank to build a modern payments architecture. Novo Banco will use Enterprise Payments Platform, formerly Dovetail, for all payments processing and Advantage Fee, a billing and revenue management solution, for correspondent banking charging. The Fiserv technology will integrate with other systems within the bank, including anti-money laundering, fraud, risk, and core banking platforms, and externally with other Novo Banco entities. Moreover, the enterprise payments platform will enable centralized management of all Novo Banco payments, regardless of the origination channel, payment type, and entity. The bank will move all high-value payments including SWIFT, SWIFT GPI, and SIBS Target 2 to the enterprise payments platform, followed by low-value and instant payment types. TNGE wallet available on Taobao, Tmall. Revenue Group has partnered with TNG Digital to provide new online shopping options to TNGE wallet users to shop on Taobao and Tmall. The two companies signed a Memorandum of Understanding, which allows TNGE wallet users to shop on the two marketplaces and make payments using their e-wallet application on Revenue's RevyPay platform. According to the Malaysian Reserve, the collaboration with TNG Digital is in support of the government's plans to accelerate the creation of a secure digital payments ecosystem. The TNGE wallet offers a range of lifestyle offerings, from purchasing movie tickets, retail shopping to food and beverages, and entertainment. Moreover, the e-wallet introduced PayDirect and radio frequency identification system for toll payments. Currently, the TNGE wallet has over 5 million registered users and more than 80,000 merchant acceptance points. Samsung Pay, Fina BLR sign cross-border payments agreement. Fina BLR and Samsung Electronics America have introduced the money transfer feature in Samsung Pay. According to the press release, this new money transfer service allows U.S. users to make cross-border payments to 47 countries through a wide range of payout methods, all within Samsung's mobile wallet. Samsung Pay users in the U.S. can use their pre-registered debit or credit cards in Samsung Pay to send money in most major currencies to their recipients via Finablr's global network. The service provides a wide choice of payout options, offering bank deposits and cash available for pickup among others. Moreover, with this service, all fees and exchange rates are included upfront so users know how much they will pay before transferring funds. Seattle Bank partners with Finastra to improve banking operations. U.S.-based Seattle Bank has selected Fusion Phoenix from Finastra to be the core to run its banking operations. The core banking system will be integrated with additional Finastra solutions, including Fusion Mortgage Bot, Fusion Card Payments, Fusion Analytics, Fusion Item Processing Services, Fusion Laser Pro, and Fusion Digital Banking. Built on Microsoft Azure, the Fusion Fabric Cloud Open Banking Platform provides advantages, including improved usability, lower cost of service, and open database architecture providing a better ability to integrate and develop custom solutions. Seattle Bank says it was attracted to Finastra's open banking vision and the Fusion Fabric Cloud Platform, which gives the bank the freedom to develop its own solutions that will integrate with its core technology. Using this platform as a service PaaS solution, Seattle Bank will have access to an open platform, enabling the bank and third parties to develop applications. Finastra's cloud-based solutions and Fusion Fabric Cloud are underpinned by Microsoft Azure. Pay, UK appoints new chief risk officer. Pay, UK has appointed Helen Hunter-Jones as its chief risk officer. Pay, UK is the retail payments authority whose systems move more than 7 trillion every year through BACS direct credit, direct debit, faster payments, checks and PAYM. Helen, who will take up the position in the new year, joins Pay, UK from Network Rail where she was director, risk and internal audit. Prior to that she was head of Group Risk, where she led on the design and implementation of their enterprise risk management and business continuity management frameworks. Helen has over 25 years experience in both risk and assurance roles encompassing information assurance and information security, and implementation of ISO 27001 and ISO 22301. Helen is also a board member of the Institute of Risk Management. Paul Horlock, CEO of Pay, UK, said of the appointment, "Helen is an excellent addition to our high-caliber team and I look forward to working with her. She joins us at what is a hugely exciting time for Pay, UK as we look to enhance our position as the industry leader in managing robust and resilient payment systems as well as the rules and standards that support them." NYAG subpoenas 40-plus cuz about MyPayroll HR scandal. The state of New York is taking a closer look at the payroll technology industry amid the fallout from the collapse and scandal of MyPayrollHR, the Wall Street Journal reported Thursday, October 3. The New York State Department of Financial Services has reportedly issued subpoenas to more than 40 members of the payroll processing industry operating in the state in an effort to more closely examine industry practices. The move is a response to the sudden collapse of MyPayrollHR, a New York company that suddenly closed and left some of its 1,000 corporate customers and their employees without pay. The company is also accused of stealing about $70 million from its clients and their employees, prompting a FBI probe and the arrest of MyPayrollHR founder and chief executive officer Michael Mann last month. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo directed the DFS earlier last month to launch its own investigation into the matter, leading the department to broaden the scope of its examination to include other players in the industry in an effort to understand how payroll processors move and manage the funds of their clients. The state is also reportedly considering whether payroll processors should be required to obtain a license to operate as a money transmitter. Reports noted that today, payroll companies manage a relatively light regulatory burden, with current law only requiring licenses for companies if they engage in the business of selling or issuing checks, or engage in the business of receiving money for transmission. This leaves ambiguity for payroll firms. One of the largest payroll companies, ADP Payroll Services, is currently licensed in New York with DFS. Another player, Paychex, is not, with Paychex Chief Legal Officer Stephanie Sheffer telling the publication, most payroll providers are not registered unless they have aspects of their business model that require it, such as stored value cards, which we do not. She added that Paychex has not received a subpoena by New York officials. Notion Capital goes after B2B SaaS with launch of newest fund. UK-based Notion Capital has announced the launch of its newest fund, Notion Capital Venture Fund IV, which will focus on investments in the B2B software as a service (SaaS) industry. In an announcement on the company's website on Thursday, October 3, Notion Capital managing partner Stephen Chandler said the firm has launched the fund in an effort to be the go-to B2B SaaS investor in Europe. They expect the fund to exceed $150 million. Chandler pointed to B2B startups like Tradeshift, CurrentCycloud, Paddle and other B2B players in Notion's existing portfolio as it looks to expand its presence in the B2B space. The fact is, B2B tech is about grit, resolve and endurance, he stated. Sales cycles are longer, customer acquisition costs are higher and you have to get more right for longer than many other areas of the tech industry. The fund will focus on several sub-segments of B2B SaaS, including business software targeting horizontal markets like accounting and marketing, industry disruptors that target friction in specific industries, and frontier tech defined by startups deploying cutting-edge technology in a range of areas, including platforms and cybersecurity. Investments will focus on Series A fundraisers. Notion IV also plans to become an accredited partner of the National Security Strategic Investment Fund, NSSIF, the announcement said. The launch of the new fund comes as Notion celebrates its 10th anniversary and prepares to commence its fellowship program, which saw 1,500 applicants, the company said. Last year, Notion participated in several investment rounds for B2B startups, including a Series C round in enterprise data risk and compliance startup Doodle and a Series A round in small business cloud accounting and analytics firm FUTRL. This week saw one of the busiest weeks in venture capital funding for the B2B startup industry, with more than $874 million raised for B2B companies across a range of verticals and geographies. CIMB Bank Philippines to offer personal loans to underbanked customers with CredoLab. CIMB Bank Philippines has partnered with Singapore-based fintech CredoLab to extend financial products to underbanked customers in the Philippines, starting with personal loans. CIMB Bank Philippines uses CredoApp, CredoLab's white-label mobile application, to instantly score applicants, including thin-file customers who lack sufficient or any traditional credit bureau data. With CredoLab's artificial intelligence-based credit scoring capabilities, Filipinos can apply for a credit loan of up to P1 million even in the absence of fulfilling traditional banking requirements. Within 10 minutes, Filipinos can enjoy in-principle approvals on their personal loans through the CIMB app and without having to step foot into or queue at a CIMB bank branch. Commenting on their latest digital initiative, Vijay Manoharan, CEO of CIMB Bank, Philippines, said, "As an all-digital bank, we are continuously looking for ways to improve the banking experience for our customers. With CredoLab, we are now focusing on making our application and underwriting process more efficient so that we can extend credit to a broader market without compromising on our cost of risk. In this way, we can further drive financial inclusion by enabling more Filipinos access to formal credit lending facilities efficiently." CredoApp's bank-grade algorithm analyses nearly 500,000 features from opt-in and permissioned smartphone metadata to find the most predictive behavioral patterns before converting them into credit scores, in a matter of seconds. This enables banks like CIMB to understand the repayment behavior and creditworthiness of their applicants with greater accuracy. Within 2 weeks of the launch, the partnership has already scored over 1,000 customers all in less than 10 minutes with minimal traditional data requirements. CIMB Bank Philippines expects this number to grow at an exponential rate in the weeks to come as the bank steps up its marketing efforts to raise customer awareness and interest in CIMB's personal loan product. Peter Barsik, CEO and co-founder of CredoLab, said, "CIMB Bank has been steadfast in adopting the latest technologies to present the best banking solutions to their customers. We are delighted that through our plug-and-play solution that complements and boosts their existing processes, we are powering CIMB Bank Philippines' latest efforts in driving financial inclusion by providing credit to those who lack a traditional credit background. This partnership with CredoLab supports CIMB Bank Philippines' plans to onboard more digital-savvy Filipinos by the end of 2019 by using the country's growing smartphone penetration usage to their benefit." Brex works with Radius Bank to offer business bank account. Brex, the financial technology company that helps ambitious companies scale, today unveiled a first-of-its-kind business cash management account designed to help companies simplify their financial operations, earn yield on their cash, pay for expenses and grow their business. The Brex Cash account is seamlessly integrated with the Brex card, with one convenient interface across card and cash for those who use both products. With this new cash management account, Brex customers earn a return of 1.6% or more on their cash balances, the highest rate in the marketplace. They also earn valuable Brex rewards points, any way they pay, across ACH, bill pay, credit card and wire payments. Brex Cash charges no transaction fees on any payment types. Brex rewards points are redeemable for statement credit, travel and 6 airline partner loyalty mileage programs. Even before customers think about credit cards, they need a place to store their business capital. Brex Cash delivers just that, with an unmatched combination of ease of use, superior rewards, no fees and higher returns, said Henrique Dubugras, co-founder and co-CEO of Brex. Just as Brex reimagined corporate credit card onboarding, underwriting, rewards and statements, Brex has used its technology to navigate the financial and regulatory hurdles that typically exacerbate negative banking product experiences. With Brex Cash, growing companies can get instant access to their account through an all-online sign-up process, easily manage users and permissions, and benefit from clean, transparent statements. They can also manage all of their payments across credit card, ACH and wire, from one intuitive dashboard, an unparalleled payments experience within B2B financial software. Brex Cash solves all of my company's payment needs and yields us a great rate and rewards on our capital, all with workflows and interfaces that growing businesses expect from modern software, added Jala Razai, co-founder and CEO, Mutiny. Brex has partnered with Radius Bank, an innovative Boston-based financial institution, to provide payment processing services for Brex Cash. Rather than use pre-existing back-end software, Brex built the core ledger system behind its cash account from scratch, and partnered with Radius to access ACH and wire payment rails. Significantly improving financial services is more than bolting a nice user interface onto existing systems. It requires overhauling back-end financial infrastructure, said Ritik Malhotra, product manager for Brex Cash. Radius is thrilled to partner with Brex on this new product. This partnership reflects our commitment to revolutionize financial technology in the banking system, said Mike Butler, president and CEO of Radius Bank. The Brex Cash product will be offered to existing Brex Card customers on a rolling basis with public availability coming soon. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.